When saying Hallel this morning, the capital Hoidu Lashem Ki Toiv Ki Loilam Chastoi, it occurred to me, Levert, that Hoidu Lashem Ki Toiv, when we thank Hashem, when everything is good, Ki Loilam Chastoi, that will cause that His kindness should go on forever. We have a lot to be thankful for all the good things that are happening to us. Let us take this opportunity and notice all the positives in our family, in our communities, all the people that have been saved, all the people that have recovered, and all the good things that Hashem does to us. And this will help us, ki l'olam chasdei Hashem, kindness will extend itself forever and ever. As we say in davening as well, matzmiach Yeshua is the Eibusha first makes the salvation. Oseh chadash is before He does the new things. Borei refuah, He has created the medication for us. Noira sehillah is, however, this is an Eibusha that we need to remember always to praise Him, which causes the Eibusha's refuah to be there. And now a note about the importance of protecting ourselves and society at large at this time. Some people have a mistaken impression and they use the concept of shluchei mitzvah in nezoikin, that if somebody is going to do a mitzvah, he doesn't get harmed. And therefore, they're still considering doing things which have been already ruled out to be dangerous, such as minyanim, mikveh, etc. It is very hard. This is a very difficult point to talk about. This is incorrect. To put it mildly, the Gemara tells us, Heicha de Shchiach Hazeko, or Kviya Hazeko, when there's harm, is something common, we cannot rely on the rule of Shchiach Hazeko, of Shluchim Mitzvah in Nezoikon, that people that are emissaries to do a mitzvah not harmed. The Avnei Nezer writes in a tshuva that the rule of Shluchim Mitzvah in Nezoikon only applies to a person when he's endangering himself. When a person is going to endanger other people, we can't even use that rule. At this time, we need to remember that the halachas of the guidelines that are given to us by the government and by the doctors are binding like Torah and more chamira sikantami isura. Torah takes much more seriously these matters than things that are associated with isra and heter. In Sefer HaTruma writes that dina de malchusa dina applies to things such as in yane hadracha, when the government tells us rules about how to travel. Well, as the Chasam Sofer says, when the government makes rules to prevent asoinos, accidents, things that if they wouldn't do, we would do, we're not allowed to transgress those rules according to all opinions. Here we apply the rule of Dinna Machusa Dinna. The Chevra Kadisha is working overtime these days. Hatzalah is working overtime. If somebody is going to come and say, I was the one that I, during this time, did not miss a minyan, did not miss a mikveh, and he'll be able to, he thinks he'll pride himself, I was zeicher that I never missed a mikveh or minyan even in such trying times. I would prefer to be one of those that say, I missed minyan, I missed mikveh, I was involved in the greatest mitzvah of Atzalos Nefashos. Such a mitzvah is chus harabim toli boi. The situation that we're going through today is something which is unprecedented. There might be certain aspects of this virus that had similarities in previous generations, but the fact that the entire world was changed now, the fact that our life structure has been totally turned over, menakotza lakotza, a form of a mabul, is something that we never knew before. Due to the globalization, where our economies, one part of the world affects the other part of the world, technology is all interconnected. We now live in a world where everything that happens in one place affects the other place. Therefore, the entire world has been up for renovations, as the expression has been used in the last few days, as if the whole world has become paralyzed. I don't think such a thing ever happened before when the entire world was affected in such a paralysis. What has changed now is that we cannot plan what we can do the next week. We normally plan our lives ahead. And we always think, oh, what am I going to do tomorrow? What am I going to do the next day? We think that today with cars and planes and all the technology, nothing can be disrupted. The Eibusha showed us that He can stop the world even with something so small like a virus. The simple things of visiting our grandparents, running a proper Seder with our relatives, going to a wedding, going to a hospital with our loved ones when they're giving birth, all these things are not the same anymore. The Eibusha shows us that He is the one that's running the entire world. There's no such thing as koichi va'oitzim yodi asli sachay lazer. We live in a generation which really has sanctified the principle of koichi va'oitzim yodi, that I am in charge and I could do everything. And now we are at a stage that Anna Mipanecha Evrach, where can I run away from you? You can't run from one country to another country, because wherever you go, we're in the same boat altogether. And therefore we remember and realize Hashem li lo ira mayas li adam. Hashem is with me, I have nothing to be scared what man could do to me. If I'm scared of man, of being affected by other people, that itself is a stumbling path. If I trust in Hashem, I'll be saved. Of course, we do all the guidelines that the Torah says us, as mentioned earlier. Those are more important than keeping the rules of Heter and Isser. But if we think only about that and looking for all the strategies and all the techniques that we will do and forget about the ultimate purpose of everything, it's like someone who's being hit and beaten and he turns to the stick and he turns to the strap and he asks the strap and the stick, please save me, instead of turning to the person that's hitting him. Hashem is running the whole entire world. You don't have to be scared for a person. The person is comes and goes. Hashem is running the entire universe. He's recreating the whole entire world every single second and all the worlds, including this virus too. When Hashem is turning over the world and changing everything, he's giving us a message. He wants to tell us something. What he's telling us right now is something which is very obvious. Every problem that we have, even before we even appreciate the difficulty of the problem, you're right, we're looking for solutions and we're trying to think, how are we going to get out of this problem? How can I run away from this? And if we find that there's no solution, we go to the attitude that we'll try to find a different solution. We live in a world, we cannot be satisfied when things don't go our way. We're looking for ways out, because we found the solutions for everything in today's generation. And here the Eved just says, well, I'm still running the show. You are not the one that's going to find a solution. I will find a solution. The price we're paying is very, very large. And if the price is so large, then we're getting something very good for this. The Maral tells us that every hischadshus, everything new, is preceded by a hefsed, by a loss of something. Heder koidim lahavaya. Ayin koidim liyesh. The nothingness comes before the something. We are standing before the greatest yesh of all times, the greatest hischadshus, the greatest renewal of all times, which is preceded by such a hefsed. The world coming to a standstill is giving us a powerful message, way beyond all the medical messages and way beyond even the regular Torah Tefillah Tzedakah messages. This is a message that the entire universe is going to realize that Ein Oid Milvad is nothing but Hashem. The time of Geula will be a time of Gilui. Geula is associated with the word Gilui, revelation. And the revelation is that the Geula has an Aleph. Geula is exiled, is an Aleph, which is Alufay Shaloylam Devisha, that runs the world. Golus is concealment. We don't see the one running the world. Geula is when the whole world will appreciate that the essence of Hashem, that He runs every single thing. Now we are getting ready for the time of Mashiach. We have been told by all Gedolei Yisrael they were ready on the Ikvesud of Mashiach, and the final tail right before Mashiach comes. We've been told by the Rebbe, Higiyaz Mangu Alaskan, the Zabsura Torah, the time of redemption has arrived. We are already on the threshold of Geula. Now is a time, let us get ready and prepared and for the Shofar Shel Mashiach, which is sounding so powerfully in the entire world. Let us get ready to Mekabel Pnei Mashiach Tzedkeinu B'Poel Mamish on this Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the Nasi of Nissan, the Koyach of the Nasi. The Koyach of the Nasi is above everything. The koyach of the Nasi of Melech HaMashiach and the koyach of Nisan, a month of Nisim, and Nisan HaSidon LeYigoyel, now Mamash.